Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the public notice on June 8th, 2012. May we please have the roll call?
Yes, Michelle Cresty. Mr. Freda.
Present.
Ms. Grant.
Here.
Mr. Malloy.
Here.
Ms. McLaughlin. Mr. Sturgis.
Here.
Ms. Sullivan. Mr. Tiernan.
Present.
Mr. Dinkoff.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. I'd say ask everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And we do have a little American flag over on the dresser.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get to the resolution that's on the table, we were aware of the fact that Michelle Cresty would not be here this evening, and also Rachel McLaughlin would not be here this evening. All right. There are two things I just want to mention to the board. One is I had an opportunity to speak to Pam Fiander recently. Pam was the young lady who did the board retreat, and I thanked her for leading us which I believe, and the feedback I received from other board members, was a very productive day for us as a Board of Education on a retreat. Some board members have even indicated to me that they would be very happy with Pam leading us in setting our goals and objectives for the 2012-2013 school year. Normally, we have a field representative from school boards do that. But my belief is that the board was very happy with the work Pam did with us. So I mentioned something to her today about possibly doing that this summer, prior to the school year beginning in September. What I indicated to Pam was that we would like some time for our new superintendent to become somewhat familiar with the district, so possibly sometime near the end of July, beginning of August. And I don't know if it would even have to be a Saturday. It might be we might be able to do something in the evening, 2.5-3 hours on a weekday. But we'll talk in terms of a time and a date that would be convenient for all board members. I think it's extremely important that all board members attend and have input in terms of what our goals and objectives will be for the 2012-2013 school year. What I believe we will find helpful when we did the superintendent's evaluation, there was a portion of that, it was connected with the evaluation that asked individual board members to evaluate not only how they felt the Board of Education was doing, but also how they perceived their role and the responsibilities of being a Board of Education member. So I think to get that information and share that amongst ourselves would be extremely helpful. So I will make contact with school boards and make sure that we get that prior to and incorporate it in a goal setting meeting. But I just wanted the board to be aware of that. I also talked briefly to Pam about the concept of something she referred to on our retreat as a process guardian, which I thought was a very interesting concept. And I think that's something we as a Board of Education should pursue. But before we do, I think it's important that all board members be brought up to date on exactly what transpired on the retreat. So I'm going to suggest, Mark, we work something out with you and the Policy and Curriculum Committee of the Board. But not only you, but I know Michelle Christie missed a significant portion of that meeting. She had to leave early. So we'll try to do that before we have this meeting during the summertime. The other item I wanted to mention tonight before we get into the item on the agenda is the superintendent's evaluation. All board members participated in the superintendent's evaluation from the School Boards Association. And we received feedback and we distributed that document to all the board members. I then asked Michelle Christie, as head of the Personnel and Negotiations Committee, to put together a rough draft, which is part of, I believe, our obligation under CUSAC in terms of what needs to be done in by way of evaluating the superintendent. That rough draft was only shared with members of the Personnel Committee. It has not been shared with all members of the Board of Education. I brought copies, Tony made copies for us this evening. So before we leave tonight, I will make available to all members of the Board of Education the draft that Michelle Christie put together. In addition to that, Tony does have a copy of last year's narrative evaluation of the superintendent. He has that with him this evening. Tony?
Yes.
So if any board members would like to meet with Tony, that narrative of last year's evaluation is available in the business office. So if that's something that you feel compelled to review prior to making your comments on the narrative, I would suggest you either see Tony this evening or make an appointment over the next few days to come into the business office and review that narrative. I do not believe that it's a good practice to make copies of that narrative and have it, you know, floating around, if you will, in you know, and I know discretion would be used, but I think it's not a good practice to have copies of that narrative made available. But it will be available to any board members who would like to review it in the business office.
Mr. Dinko?
Yes.
May I say something, please?
Of course.
Thank you. I know that before the superintendent's evaluation was released to the end of the board, to the rest of the board, we had asked to see last year's evaluation and last year's narrative before we could provide our comments on it and then make it almost like a second round draft before we presented it to the rest of the board, and that hasn't happened yet. And I was wondering, now that the narrative is now available to us, if we could delay the distribution of that document, because the feedback that I have, and Kevin, I don't know if you were able to give any feedback yet, but I haven't provided that feedback knowing we were going to get that document, and you know, the document I don't think is really reflective of what the committee would put out as a next step document to the board. So I would ask if it'd be possible if we could hold on to that so we could do a much better job and more thorough job before we provide it to the rest of the board.
You know, my only concern is one of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this has to be completed before the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know when members of the Personnel Committee would be able to get together. This draft of the evaluation was sent out on June 2nd, I believe.
Last Saturday afternoon.
I don't know. I thought it was June 2nd. I do have the dates here. I don't know if your thinking is that the Personnel Committee should get together on it.
I mean, I don't know that we absolutely need to get together. If it's okay to do it via conversation, you know, or via email amongst the committee, but I'm sure we could work out either a time to get together as a committee to finalize the document, but as it stands now, the committee has not gotten together to share its comments on the document, and without seeing that evaluation from last year, it really wouldn't be complete.
So what do you use last year's email to fine tune
it? Mm-hmm. Discussion.
Yeah, this really wasn't an item on the agenda, and this discussion really has to be, is going to be, I'm going to limit this discussion right now. You know, here's my thinking. All board members had an opportunity to have input in the evaluation that was put out by the State Department, by the school boards. There was input in that regard. So I don't know why it's absolutely necessary for the personnel committee to work on a draft before all members of the board see the draft. And I'll go along with whatever the majority of the board feels. You know, if your feeling is that it should be the personnel committee should take a look at it first before it goes to the whole board, then we'll do it that way. But, you know, we are under a time restraint. This needs to be done. I'm concerned about CUSAC evaluation and the fact that if we don't get this done by June 30th, it's not going to be a good reflection on the district.
I'm pretty confident that the personnel committee will do a pretty quick job now that we have the final document to get it out, and I know the board will work hard to make sure we get it all done and agree upon it before the end of the month.
Let me hear from some other board members.
I just want clarification. What was written there was strictly done by Michelle?
That's correct.
And without the personnel and negotiations committee putting in input, that was strictly done by her.
But it was sent to the personnel committee on June 2nd.
That's what I heard last Saturday. Right.
So they had a copy available to look at and give input to Michelle between June 2nd and tonight?
Yeah.
I had some informal conversations with Michelle, and I gave some feedback, but I don't know if feedback
is reflected in this document. We have to play with this discussion. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Table this?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we could have a brief meeting of the personnel committee after the regular board meeting. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. But I do have copies here. Moving on, we have a report from the personnel and negotiations committee. And in Michelle's absence, I would ask Kevin, if you would, please.
Sure. I've got
Kevin Malloy.
Three items that I'd like to move forward tonight. Personnel Negotiations Committee action items 316, 317, and 318. Given the nature of these, I'd like to read them.
Sure.
So before they're moved, I'll read them in order. 316, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves the 2012-2013 appointment of Heather Spitzer as the School Business Administrator, Board Secretary, effective July 1 or thereabouts, through June 30, 2013, at an annual salary of $120,000, as recommended by the Superintendent of Schools. It is also recommended that the Superintendent of Schools is authorized to negotiate a contract between Heather Spitzer and the Clinton Township Board of Education and submit it to the Executive County Superintendent for approval, and then have the Clinton Township Board of Education approve the document. Action item 317, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves Heather Spitzer as the 2012-13 qualified purchasing agent. Action item 318, be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approves Heather Spitzer as the 2012-13 public agency compliance officer. I happily submit these resolutions for movement.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Maria. Any discussion at all? Seeing none, maybe we have a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Mr. Freda.
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Ms. Sullivan.
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Any public comment?
Welcome to the district.
Yeah. Welcome. Any comment from anyone in the public? Seeing none?
Welcome. Can I make a comment?
Oh, absolutely. You're a member of the community, or a member of the audience. Absolutely.
I would just like to say, Drew Clark, incoming superintendent. I would just like to say that Anthony and Patty and I interviewed a number of candidates. And at the end of it, we all said, Heather. So I'm thrilled that you chose her. For the business administrator for the district. I think she's going to make a great addition to our team.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. And I did not tell the board who your top choice was, before we did the interview, and we interviewed two candidates, two final candidates, Heather being one of the two, and she was the unanimous choice of our Board of Education without their knowing that she was your top choice for the position. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved by Mark. Second by Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 7:18.
Write that down.
It's a record.